Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming your way right now, we're looking forward to a few minutes with Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News. First of all, Evan, thanks very much for giving us a couple of minutes of your time.
No problem. It's good to be with you, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing okay, and of course, hope the same with you. Joey Gallo, everyone refers to him as a home run hitter, and he strikes out a lot. There obviously is a few more things that I'm sure you can say about Joey Gallo.
Well, I think it would start with the fact that he is. He also walks a lot. And he might be the best right fielder in baseball right now, defensively. He won a Gold Glove last year. He's on pace to win another Gold Glove this year. He has really become an elite outfielder defensively. And I think that's really supplemented his value beyond the power and beyond getting on base. There are days when Joey can go 0-for-4 and look bad at the plate and still have a hand in winning a game. I think he's now got 9 outfield assists this year. People who run on him are finding it very unsuccessful. And he takes a lot of pride in the defensive side of the game. He kind of joked the other day when we were talking that he thinks of himself as a defensive first outfielder now. Mm-hmm. But he's going to give the Yankees more pop. It's going to make the lineup deeper. You know, if Boone can hit him in the as low as 6 in the batting order, it's just gonna make the Yankees that much more dangerous. Obviously, Rizzo adds another component to that as well.
Oh yes, and the balance that the Yankees were needing. I mean, now they have two new left-handed bats, two formidable left-handed bats. For what has been, as you know, a very right-handed lineup. Now, you mentioned about Gallo being we know he's won a Gold Glove. You mentioned right field. However, you know that Aaron Judge has been the right fielder for the Yankees. Do we not see a Joey Gallo in left? And we know he's played all three positions, including center, but I think we can see him play left field, and you know from Joey Gallo being in left field and getting the job done there.
Yeah, he absolutely can. He can play all three outfield positions, and I thought he played center field very well when he was asked to play center field here for the Rangers. But I really do feel like, and clearly this is going to be Aaron Boone's decision, and it's going to be up to how the Yankees do things. But I can only speak from this perspective. I think that the minute that Joey moved to right field, he became a completely different player because of how well his defense played out there, and it certainly would be an interesting decision to move the best defensive right fielder in the game to another outfield spot.
Yeah, I think with Aaron Judge, if Aaron Judge is healthy, and there's always been issues with him being on the field to begin with, but when he's out there, he's the face of the team, and you know from Aaron Judge how dangerous he can be and how dangerous he is, and right field has been his normal position. It's interesting that with all of the injuries and all of the backups who have been playing for the Yankees for most of these first 4 months of the season. Judge, on occasion, has also played a little bit of center field, but it's always been with right field. And tell us all that Gallo has played a little bit of first base as well. So when we're talking about this guy as a Gold Glove outfielder, I mean, he's very, very versatile because he has played some first base as well.
Yeah, he's been versatile. And, I mean, the Rangers really moved him around, maybe perhaps to his detriment, a whole bunch the first 4 years that he was in the big leagues. He came up as a third baseman and was brought up really to fill in for Adrian Beltre in 2015, and then eventually moved to first base and then moved to the outfield. I think that he has the ability to play first base, and I think he has the ability to play good defense at first base. But I feel like for a big man as athletic as he is, he's a good defensive and throwing outfielder, and plays the position with a whole bunch of intuition out there. It just seems like it's been the perfect fit for Joey.
Yeah, and his reaction when he heard the news coming to the Yankees?
Well, he did not want to leave Texas initially, you know. But I think that's true for most players who leave a team for the first time. But Joey's been in this organization for 9 years. He was a first-round pick. He's been highly touted. Mm-hmm. I think over the last 3 years with Chris Woodward at the helm, he's really come into his own as a person and as a player, and he's gotten a much bigger, a much better sense of himself. But I think he also knows, look, he's going to a playoff contender, a team with great tradition, and it's not going to be simply here the next 2 years playing out the string for 100 lost teams. So I think he said it very well in his social media posts on Twitter about how much the Ranger fans and the Ranger organization has meant to him, but that he is excited to go to New York. And, you know, he does come from a family of Yankee fans. I believe his parents are originally from New York, and I'm trying to recall, but I believe Joey has told me that he wore 13 because when he grew up, that Alex Rodriguez as a Yankee was his favorite player.
You're kidding. Oh, my goodness. And we were just we feel very negative about, I referred to him as a player and still do, as A-Roid, and so lied and so cheated and was suing everyone who was saying otherwise regarding the drugs and Anthony Bosch and so forth and so on. And A-Roid, as I've always referred to him, and more so since it was, you know, with Anthony Bosch and his suspension and so forth and so on. So it's amazing that that anyone would be looking at him and admiring what he's been through. Obviously, it doesn't matter to Joey Gallo, and I don't think it matters to most fans either, as long as they help the team they root for win. But he was the face of certainly one of the faces of the steroid era, and we even had a call a little while ago wondering whether he was going to wear number 13 as a member of the New York Yankees. So we'll see what happens there, because number 13 certainly hasn't been retired, that's for sure, by the Yankees. Let me ask you this. Do you think that knowing how you know him and have gotten to know him over the years, do you think from a personality point of view he'll be able to handle New York City, and that is the scrutiny of both the media, the fan base? Do you think he has the makeup to handle New York?
Well, I think, look, New York can be very tough. It can also be an incredibly loving place if you go to New York and perform well. And I think this guy's in as good a place as he's ever been mentally. I think he's not being asked to go to the Yankees and be the entire franchise. I think he will fit in well. I think as Aaron Judge said earlier today, he considers Joey a friend, but not just a friend. Now he considers him a good teammate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it'll all fit well for Joey there in New York. But listen, if a guy gets off to a bad start and he's always been a streaky hitter and fans get on him, you never know how guys react. I think that everybody saw, you know, when Kenny Rogers left from Texas to go to the Yankees, how his performance changed. Mm-hmm. And when he came back to the Rangers and in this environment, he thrived again. So I that's always a big X factor. And we'll just have to see. This is what every player hopes for, right? To play on the big stage,
sure.
To play for a team with a chance to win, and that's what Joey has always aimed for, and he's got it now.
Yeah, I've always felt that there is with some athletes, and certainly some baseball players, but you can make the argument with all athletes, when they perform well and they are beloved by the crowd and they hear the cheers and the press is all good. And yet when they are not performing well, when they are not earning their keep and holding up their end of the bargain and going through with the slumps that ball players go through, and they hear from the crowd, and here you do hear from the crowd. Everyone has been booed here. Some of the greats, Hall of Famers, have been booed here because fans, you get the impression sometimes, Evan, that fans actually care more than some of the players that they root for. And so, again, I find it interesting that players that hear from the crowd in a very positive way, take all of that in stride, and yet may feel very much against the crowd if they are hearing the booing. Because if an athlete is honest with himself, Evan, he is going to know that booing is part of the territory. It certainly is part of the territory here. And if he's honest with himself, he knows he's not getting the job done, or has to know, and not necessarily just hearing it from the crowd. He's got to be hearing it from his own thoughts when he's alone with himself, knowing that he's not getting the job done. In a way, there's some kind of hypocrisy with all of this, because the cheering they take in stride and the booing, they may resent a great deal. And I'm sure that Gallo, being around as long as he has been, even though obviously Texas and Arlington a little bit different, some crowds, some fans in some places will boo you, will cheer you if you strike out, because they're so in love with that ball player and will accept any failings, if you understand from what I'm talking.
Absolutely. And I mean, it is a different place to play. New York and Boston and Philadelphia are different markets to play in than just about any place else in the country. And I can't predict how a guy will react until he actually faces any kind of fan reaction. But I think, as I said, I think Joey Gallo is well aware of what he is, of what he's stepping into.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Yankee clubhouse will take him in with open arms. And I think that he is in position to really contribute and help this team in multiple fashions.
Yeah, he'll be drooling when he takes a look at the next time he's at the ballpark. He's going to join, I think, the Yankees is going to join them tomorrow night, Friday night. And of course, they're going to be in Miami. But he's going to love that, looking at that right field porch, Evan. And, of course, that is a right field porch. But Joey does hit to all fields, does he not?
Well, he's been much more of a pull hitter than anything else. He's the most shifted hitter in all of baseball, or the second most shifted player in all of baseball. But I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot simply load up on left-handed pitching and expect that that's going to neutralize him. I believe he's got more home runs from the left-hand side against left-handed pitching than any player in baseball this year. And has done that for the last 3 years pretty regularly. And you know, with that short porch in Yankee Stadium, it's going to play even more to his strength. So,
sure.
And I think it is really going to light him up. You know, when he first got the new ballpark in Arlington, which has a bigger right field, I think he struggled a little bit with that initially. And I think that Looking at the new right field porch, well, looking at the right field porch in Yankee Stadium on a daily basis is only going to give him a little bit more confidence going in every day, knowing that it's going to be much easier to reach.
Yeah, well, and of course, let's face it, he'll be reaching it. I understand since the All-Star break, he really hasn't done much hitting at all, and the one home run that he has hit since the All-Star break was 24 hours ago against Arizona, number 25.
Yeah. Again, I think the one thing that Joey can do is be very streaky. I think that is one of the things that is kind of a unknown about him when you're trying to value him. The numbers all stack up, but is he a franchise player based on those numbers, or is he simply a very good player who may fall short of being able to carry a franchise for long periods of time? Again, to go back to that, Steve, I don't think that it's going to be necessary for him to carry the Yankees, and that may even out the performance a little bit. But, yeah, he was the hottest player in baseball from the time the anti-sticky stuff rules went into place in June to the All-Star break. And since he came out of the All-Star break and participating in the Home Run Derby, he had gone through a long slump. He did crush a ball to dead center field on Tuesday night that really changed the game and helped the Rangers break their 12-game losing streak. And, the one thing that Joey does better now than he's ever done in his career is even when he is in bad stretches, the on-base percentage is still there. He still takes the walks. And that makes him a dangerous player anytime. And he's now going to be liable to hit with runners on base a whole lot more in big run-producing situations. And I think that's only going to make him more dangerous.
And, of course, he does strike out a lot. But I understand that this year he's been less striking out as much as he was doing in the past, that this season he's maybe in the 30% area of his at-bats with the strikeouts. It's a lot. He does strike out a lot, but less than he has. Is that something that is accurate from what I'm understanding with him and the strikeouts?
Yeah, his strikeout percentage has improved each of the last 2 years, and it's at a career best right now. And he's putting more balls in play. This is a guy who's 27 years old, who is coming really into his prime. I think you really have to look at the first 2 years, and this guy was not prepared for the big leagues. I think he is in that situation now, and I think we've seen him improve across the board in every area. And he's the one Ranger player I feel like you could say that about over the last couple of years, that he has continually moved in an upward arc.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine fans a little bit in Arlington, Texas Rangers fans, very upset, or did they kind of take this in stride knowing that the team was planning to move him? I would imagine he was so very, very popular, and I would imagine a lot of Ranger fans are upset about the move with him out of town now.
Well, the Rangers are headed for their fifth consecutive losing season. They're probably going to lose over 100 games and post the worst record since they've moved to Texas. And now they've just traded the closest thing that they've had to a homegrown and developed franchise player over the last 15 years. So, yeah, fans are not happy about it. There are a lot of Ranger fans who would have looked for the Rangers to have gotten an extension done with Joey, but extension talks really didn't go anywhere. I think there's because he is such a unicorn of a player, and because his statistical profile is so unique, it's difficult to get a consensus on whether his value is that of a very good player or a franchise player. And there's a wide chasm between the two valuations. So, nevertheless, he has been popular. He has been the face of the franchise the last couple of years. After he hit the home run on Tuesday night, He went on TV on the postgame on a walk-off postgame interview with TV reporter Emily Jones, and basically thanked fans for the time that he has spent here. He'd been vocal about the fact that he wanted to stay. So all of that has just made this a even more emotional 24, 48 hours for Ranger fans. And again, when you trade for prospects, and everything I'm being told about the package the Rangers got back is that the three hitters are very refined and advanced hitters, and based on their numbers this year, it looks like they have done nothing but tear up the leagues that they're in. But for Ranger fans right now who are looking at the longest drought of losing seasons in franchise history, that's not very much satisfaction, because it only means that the rebuild is going to continue on, and it's going to extend, and it's probably going to be 24 or 25 before the Rangers are a realistic contender again in a best-case scenario.
Yeah, well, again, listen, we wish you, Evan, the best, and I can't thank you enough for giving us almost a half hour of your time talking about Mr. Gallo, now a member of the Yankees. And listen, we wish you the best, and we wish your team the best, as long as they're not playing either the Yankees or certainly the New York Metropolitans. So the bottom line is it's good news, great news for the New York Yankees making this kind of move, what with, you know, all of the right-handed lineups that they were putting out every single day. So getting Gallo and getting Rizzo also is taking care of the balance end of the argument that most Yankee fans, all Yankee fans, have had with the team getting off to the very, very underwhelming start in 2021. Evan, we can't thank you enough for a couple minutes of your time. Do take care of yourself and stay safe and sound and healthy as well.
Thanks, Steve, and take care. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.